Continue to learn the Kedusha Slevi on the Parsha. This week's Parsha's Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, and I want to learn four out of the five pieces from the Holy Berditchever. We'll start with the first piece, Eila HaDevarim Asher Diber Moshe V'chulu B'midbar Ba'arava Molsuf Bein Paran Uvein Tofel. Nira Lefarish, Sha'arava Hu Lashon Erev. Arava, which of course is a place that Moshe Rabbeinu is referencing and giving his Tochacha to Klal Yisrael, Arava is milashon erev, which means evening. V'hinei bebriyaso shel olam erev kodem laboker kedamrinan b'reish brachos. We know that the way of a Jewish day is that it follows after the night. Vayerev vayivoker. At first is the night, and it's followed by the day. V'im kein tchilas yimei ha'adam nikraim erev. So if erev represents that which comes first, so erev is a code word for the beginning of a person's life. Leze amar ba'arava molsuf. That from the time that a person is arava, in the erev of one's life, in the early stages of one's life, mol suf. What does it mean? Dahainu b'haschalas shenosav shel adam, teikaf yu kol maisav mol shechina hanikre suf, ki adua. From the beginning of one's life, he should always see himself mol suf, opposite the shechina, as we find in the Zohar Kadosh, that suf or sof is a reference to the shechina kadosha. Bein paran, continues the pasuk, bein paran ubein tofel. So in what way does a person position himself already from an early stage of life opposite the Shechina? Kamo shedarshu rabbosenu zichronam levracha, as the Gemara tells us, that paran could be misham yotze piria verivya, it's a lashon of puravu, which of course takes place by way of the bris milah. Ubein tofel, and tofel that the pasuk references, as Rashi explains, tofel was that they complained about the man, that they spoke negatively about the man. So tofel must be a reference to what's referred to as the bris halashon. So in our pasuk, it's saying that one has to position himself, even from a young stage, from an early stage of life, opposite the shechina, bein paran ubein tofel, both with regard to the bris milah, the bris hamaor, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim refer to it, and the bris halashon, and the power of speech. V'hainu shebein bris hamaor ubein bris halashon, hakol yihye molsuf. When it comes to the way that a person is involved in intimate activity, and with regard to the way that a person speaks, everything should always be with the recognition that I'm in the presence of the Shechina, the Kedusha, the Shmira Me'ula, with tremendous precautions, tremendous guarding, and tremendous holiness. That's something that a person constantly needs to work on. And again, certainly during the summer months, where things are often more carefree, one has to be that much more careful in the way that one speaks, in the way that one acts, and Hamevin Yavin. Okay, we'll skip the next little piece. I told you we'll do four out of five pieces of Mirtz Hashem. And we'll continue with the third piece in the Parsha, that the Pasuk says, the third Pasuk of the Parsha, Diber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem oso aleihem. That Moshe spoke kechol asher tziva Hashem oso aleihem. Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, he communicated to Bnei Yisrael everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had transmitted to him. The Zohar comments on the Mishnah, or really the statement of Chazal, called Davar Shahayi Bechlal V'yatzam Naklal. In the Yud Gimel Midos Shator Nidrashis Behem, I believe it's the eighth one, called Davar Shahayi Bechlal V'yatzam Naklal, anything that's part of the general rule, and then emerges from the general rule, it comes to teach not only a specific matter, but it teaches something about the entire generality, about the Klal itself. What is the klal of Torah? What is the prad of Torah? Haklal haTorah kadosha yesh b'pnimius sodas na'alamos. The klal of Torah is the fact that the Torah is made up of all sorts of wondrous layers and deep secrets. Sodos haTorah. Umash namra haTorah b'sipurei maisios. And that which the Torah shrouds itself in simplistic stories that can be understood by even the youngest, youngest scholar, the youngest child beginning the process of learning Torah. When you read the stories, Maisa Avos, for example, Avraham, Yitzchak, Maisa Yaakov, Imlavan, Maisa Imahos, Maisa Bilam, Vason Shalo, you read the stories of the Tzaddikim of the Torah, of the Rasham of the Torah, of Bilam and the Donkey, which we had recently, from Avraham to Yitzchak to Yaakov, to the Imahos, to the Lavans of the world, and the Bilams of the world. Again, this is the stories of the Torah. Be'emes Yeshpem Sodos Ne'elamos Pnimios. We should know full well, as the Zohar speaks very sharp words about a person who, God forbid, only acknowledges the pshat of the Torah, the story of the Torah, and doesn't recognize the deeper dimensions of the Torah. Rakshmi guf haTorah shemavuar b'maisa gam kein yilmadu imenu midos tovos. Yes, of course, all of these sections of the Torah are filled with deep secrets. However, says the Berditcher, the guf of the Torah, the physical outer structure of the Torah, the stories of the Torah, also teach us obviously very important lessons. The Hainu Maisa Avraham, Lilmod Lasos Chesed Me Avraham. From Avraham Avinu, a simple read of the Torah, teaches us to what degree a person has to work to perform acts of kindness, acts of Chesed. Maisa Yaakov, Laharos Tzidkasel Shel Yaakov. Maisa Ha'imahos, Laharos Alamid, Tzidkas Ha'imahos. To learn again the righteousness of Yaakov Avinu in his interactions with Lavan, to learn the sensitivity of the Imahos. Tzidkas Rachel, for example, he says here, Asher Adayin, Zehaz Chus Kayam Lanu, Shechnisa Tzarasa V'chulu, as Chazal say, she took her co-wife into her house, she gave the sign Salaya, with tremendous self-sacrifice, she gave up her husband, Kamavur B'Chazal, the Chazal say till this very day, this Chus of Rachel and her Mesiras Nefesh for her sister stands by her side, Shal Zen Nemar Kol B'Rama V'chulu Rachel Mevaka V'chulu, that till this very day, Rachel Imenu, as the Medrash says in Eicha, is the one, and we have a Kina on Tisha B'Av, when we used to have Tisha B'Av, this year of course will be Mashiach, but when we used to have Tisha B'Av, there was a Kina that spoke about Rachel's ability, based on that Medrash, Rachel being the only one maybe worthy of trying to defend Klal Yisrael, that none of the other Avos or Yimos were able to do so. So we learn a lot from their character, from the Pasha Pshat, of the stories of the Torah and the individual lives of people on the Torah. V'nimtza nichtivu ha-maisim kadei lilmod gam me-ha-maisa ha-mida ha-tluya ba. We can learn tremendous midos, tremendous character, and character development for ourselves from the Avos and the Imos. V'chein k'siv maisa Bilam v'ason shalom, when we study the story of Bilam and his donkey, k'dei laharos maisa maguna shalos ha-rasha laharchek min maisav, to learn how to distance oneself from such lowly behavior. Here you have an individual who has a very lofty level of prophecy and is yet at the same time still engaged in very disgusting and immoral behavior. K'maimer Chazal, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Ma bein talmidav shel Avraham Avinu l'talmidav v'chulu. The Mishnah says in Avos, in the fifth parak, look at the difference between a Talmud of Avraham Avinu and a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha, which means that it's possible, or as the Tzur Hamor writes in Parshas Balak, of Avram Saba, the Surah Hamor, says that not only is it possible, but everyone will end up as either a Talmud of Bilam or a Talmud of Avram Avinu. We kind of have to decide whose team are we on. But the Torah writes these stories to teach us, again, look how wicked an individual can become. L'rachik asma midas Bilam HaRasha, so that we should distance ourselves from the character of the likes of a Bilam. Nimso zesha Torah nemar b'sipurei maisios, kedei shegam min ha-maisa nilmar ha-mida. So the fact that the Torah, again, presents itself as simple stories, a historical account of different people, is certainly to teach us a very important lesson and to help us to develop our midos. Aval be'emes yeshnu bo sodos na'alamos arein sof. But don't be caught up in the story. Don't only learn the simple takeaway, the simple lesson from the story. Realize that every word of Torah is filled with unbelievably deep secrets. Every letter of Torah is filled with unbelievably deep secrets. Sodos ha-Torah. V'chein afilu shar ha-Torah shenemra ba mitzvos b'feirish yesh basodos ne'alamos. And the mitzvos of the Torah, the simple rulings of the Torah, the commandments of the Torah also are not only tzivuyim meant to be fulfilled, but each one of them, in every way that it's presented, is filled with deep secrets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left for us to uncover. V'zeu kol davar shahaya b'chlal. So how does the Berditcher learn this principle of the Yud Gimel Midos Shal Torah Nidreshes Behem? He learns it as follows. Kol davar shahaya b'chlal. Dahainu ha-Torah shuha klal min ha-olamo, is the Torah which is all-encompassing, the Torah which preceded the world, the Torah which dictates reality. It's the ultimate klal. V'yotza min ha-klal. And it emerges from the klal in what sense? L'chasev ha-sipur maisa, in order to present itself as a more specific story, the specific tales and adventures of individuals, the lives of individuals, the choices that they made, you should realize lalamid, the hainu lilmod gam in hamaisa atzma hamida hamuvur ba. There's no question that that which is yotza min haklal, the specific, the protim of the lives, again, of the avos and the imos and everything that they went through, is certainly to teach us important lessons in our character, in our midos, in our personal development. However, v'zeh lo lilamid al atzmo yotza, but it's not only meant to teach us that. Klomar lo ba Torah sher nichtava b'sipar v'chulu yesh basodos. Elegam ba Torah sher mevura hamitzvos ba be'er heitev yesh basodos. You should you should realize that just as those stories of Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Emaus and the Moshe Rabbeinus and the Bilam Harashas, v'chulu v'chulu, just as each one of those stories has both a pshat and a secret message behind that story, so the same thing is true about all of the principles of the Torah, right? Lo l'lamar al atzmo yatza. It's not only about those specific things that it relates back to the klal, namely the deeper dimension of Torah, but it tells us about everything in Torah. It tells us about every mitzvah in Torah. That every mitzvah in Torah, you could say, okay, maybe the stories have a secret message, but the mitzvah is just the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah. No, it's not true. It's coming to teach us something deeper. Zeu ela lelamid ala klal kulo yatza v'zemavur k'tzas b'zohar kadosh. And what I'm saying here, says the Berditchever, is really somewhat stated in the Zohar itself. That again, that every bit of Torah, from the stories to the mitzvos, have both a pshat dimension, a revealed historical reality, a halachic dimension, but they also have sodos ne'alamos that again are meant for us to discover. How does this play itself out in particular in Sefer Dvarim? Uve'emes b'mishnah Torah lo nichtava b'sipar ha'maisa. Well, Dvarim doesn't really have so many stories. Rak mavur ba mitzvos heitiv midos Hashem v'darchei Hashem. It's the story, if you will, of Dvarim is not stories at all, but is many, many mitzvos, many, many words of instruction, many words of rebuke. Tochel l'Yisrael l'hasir m'derach hara u'ledabek b'derach hato b'derach Hashem. Reminders to cling to the proper path and to correct our ways and the mistakes that we've made in the past. V'lama zeh, and why is this? Why is it that Chumash Dvarim sort of leaves the stories of the Torah on the side? There's not many stories that take place the same way we find stories in the other books of the Torah. V'lama zeh, the reason is, ki dor shahayu b'mitzrayim v'hayu mishukam b'tumas mitzrayim. Because the generation that went through Mitzrayim and was sunken into the filth of Mitzrayim, it was that generation that angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu and frustrated HaKadosh Baruch Hu through certain negative choices and bad behaviors. Va'ayin v'Rashi, as Rashi explains at the very beginning of the Parsha, that all the places that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions, each one is a word of tochacha for a different mistake of Klal Yisrael. Ba'arava, Mulsuf, Bein Paran, Di Zahav, each one of these alludes to one of the big, big mistakes that we made in the Midbar. And because it was a lower generation that would make those mistakes as we were becoming a nation out of Mitzrayim, so therefore much of the Torah had to be shrouded in stories. But now, as we prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, so to speak, has refined itself, at least those who remain at this point, now that we had rid ourselves from the tumah, from the filth of Mitzrayim, we're able to receive the Torah in a more direct fashion, and therefore we don't need the stories. We don't need the superficial story of the Torah, but Moshe could talk more directly to us, and we can go deeper from the start. That's the unique quality of Chumash Dvarim. And this is what's hinted to, says the Berditchever, in the opening psukim of Devarim. V'zeu eila ha-devarim. We know from Chazal that the word eila always comes to distance itself, to pasel that which came before it. Kol makom shenamra eila posel es harishonim. Whenever it says eila, comes to disqualify that which preceded it. Kol marmash shenamra l'rishonim torba levush. That which the earlier generations had to receive the Torah through levushim, through stories, historical accounts, who machmas, and the reason that is, Eila had Devarim. You know why Devarim is able to be different, and why the earlier Torah, sections of Torah had to be different? It was because of Bamidbar, Barava, etc., Kaperish Rashi. All of the mistakes that we made forced the Torah to hide itself, to not be able to reveal itself openly. But Achare Hakoso, Ho Moshe, Beyeras HaTorah, Zos, Kechol Esher Tziv Hashem, Oso Aleihem. But now, as we transition again towards Eretz Yisrael, Avir Deret Yisrael Machim, as we come to our ideal place and the Jewish people become more of an ideal people, we're able to be spoken to more directly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us or presents us a Torah which is more accessible in terms of recognizing the secrets of the Torah. So again, Chumash Dvarim is categorically different, but this piece is very important as a reminder to us in general that everything that emerges from the Torah has a pshat, but everything in the Torah, whether it's the stories or the mitzvos, also has a tremendous pnimius to it as well. Okay, moving on to the next piece. Be'ever hayardin baretz moav hoel Moshe be'er es haTorah. on the other side of the Yarden, in the land of Moab, Moshe began to expound the Torah, to translate the Torah, to teach us the Torah, b'shivim lashon, as Rashi explains, ayin v'rashi, be'er, b'shivim lashon, that Moshe was be'er as a Torah in the 70 languages, v'lama bir kana Torah b'shivim lashon. What's the point of translating the Torah, of expounding the Torah in 70 languages? Uvo yivuah ha-pasuk, and with this we can explain the pasuk in Tehillim chapter 87, Hashem yispor b'chsov amim, ze yulad sham selah. Hashem takes an accounting in the language of the nations. The one who is born there, selah. What does that mean? Haklal ki lefamim k'siv b'torah teva satargum. This is a fascinating piece. It says the Kedushas Levi, we find sometimes non-Hebraic words in the Torah, non-Lashon HaKodesh words in the Torah. Kigon, for example, Lavan says, Yigar Sahadusa, which is the Aramaic phrase for Gal Eid, which is what Yaakov called that same mountain of mound of rocks that they were making a covenant over. Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa, a pile, a mound, which will testify. V'chein Lashon Shel Shar Umos, you find other non-Jewish Hebrew words in the Torah, such as Tfilin, it's referred to as Totafos, which Chazal Darshan, Tat Bekas Vishtayim, Tat is some type of non-Semitic language, some type of African language of sorts. Tat means two in that language of the Kaspi, and Pat is also, Bafriki is Shtayim, so Totafos is Tat and Pat is two and two is four. Oh yeah, the four compartments of the Tefillin, the four parshios of the Tefillin. Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, each are made up of four sections of the Torah, and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, it is divided into four separate receptacles. In the Tefillin Shel Yad, it is all written on a single piece of parchment. But yes, because it's Tat and Fat, so it's 2 plus 2 is 4. Very strange. Why do I need Kasfi and Afriki? Why can't I just pick a Hebrew word? And furthermore, we find that the word Hain, B'lashon Yavani, is Achas. So the Torah says, Hain Am Levadad Yishkon. Hain, in the Greek language, means one. Again, the word Hain appears in the Torah. Why do I need Greek words, or words of Greek origin, to appear in the Torah? All these other foreign language words that appear in the Torah. So the answer is that the language of a particular nation is the life force of that nation. And the true Hebrew language, the origin, the root of all languages, which is Lashon HaKodesh, of course, is the language that's unique to Bnei Yisrael. Every nation has its language. That's why the Tzaddikim, the Bnei Yisrael, in one of his svarim, discourages us. Languages, you adopt some of the mindset and some of the hashkafas achayim of those people. It comes along with some of the taivos and some of the cultural norms of those people, and it's not always something that fits in with our Torah cultural norms. Uve'emes Yisrael shamu ha-Torah b'sinai rak b'lashon ha-Kodesh. So this is amazing. Says the Radicha Rabbi Chiddush, when the Jews heard the Torah at Har Sinai, we only heard it in Lashon HaKodesh. However, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, in writing the Torah, it almost sounds like at Sinai we heard it one way, and then the Torah would be written a different way, which would be a very big Chiddush. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, HaMabit Mereshis Achris, but HaKodesh Baruch Hu, who understood that there would come a time when the Jews would be in Galus, and we would end up amongst other nations, that we would speak different languages. Shirashi Yisrael Tzrichin Lios Begalus. Hashem knew that there would come a time when Jews would be giving Shir and Kedusha Slevi, not in Lashon HaKodesh, but as I'm giving it right now in English. Lazek Kasav Torah Lashon Shel Shar Umos. So Kadosh Baruch Hu incorporated other languages into the Torah. Shal Yedei Zeh Yeh Lehem Achiza B'chiyos Shalahem. So that those places and those nations, when Jews would find themselves in those places, they would be able to maintain a connection to Torah even through those occasional words that appear in the Torah. Shua lashon b'ha-Torah ha-kadosha b'chadesh Yisrael yuchlu li'yos lahem tekuma b'galus. And this would give us a lot of chizuk in the galus, knowing that we have words from wherever we find ourselves in the Torah to remind ourselves wherever we find ourselves we can have a connection to Torah. V'zeh ha-rem is b'pasuk, and that's what David HaMelech meant in Tehillim Pei Zayin that we mentioned earlier. Hashem yispor b'chsov amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took note of the languages of the nations. Klomer Shekadosh Baruch Hu kosav b'torah eiza ksav min ha'amim in shara umos. Hashem put some foreign language words into the Torah. Zeh yulad sham sela. For the purpose that zeh, the tzaddik who sometimes called zeh, b'chdei sha'tzaddik yuchol l'kayim sham. Ki ha'tzaddik nikra zeh kamayim rechazal. Kol ha'olam lo nivra el l'tzavos l'zeh. as the Gemara in Brachos says, that the world was created for Zeh. Zeh means the tzaddik. So Zeh yulad sham, if a tzaddik will be born there, if a Jew, ba'amei chulam tzaddikim, if a Jew will find himself born in the foreign country, yeh lo kiyum begalus, will be able to find strength in that gullus and continuous connection to Torah. And that's why the Pasuk says, that be'ivr ha'yardin, be'eretz moav, ki be'eret Yisrael lo ha'irak lashon ha'kodesh, aval be'eretz moav, shu eretz ha'goyim, chutz le'eretz Yisrael, tzarech levay'eretz ha'torah b'chol ha'lashonos, b'chdei l'kayim Yisrael begalus. It's dafka here, be'ivr ha'yardin, be'eretz moav, that Moshe came to this realization that the Torah needs to be made accessible to every type of Jew, wherever he will find himself in the future. And that was a tremendous kindness that Baruch Hashem, we've seen the fruits of that kindness today, that people are able to listen to Shirim, and people are able to learn Torah in all sorts of languages, so many different translations of Svarim from the Torah itself being translated into countless languages, and Svarim, Gemara being translated into many languages, and it's given tremendous access to people. But that spiritually came about through HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting some foreign language words in the Torah. And last but not least, the final piece here on Chumash, on Parshas Devarim, the Pasuk says, in ordering the arranging of the Shoftim, who would judge Klal Yisrael, Atzaveh Shofteichem Be'isahi Leimor, Shamoa Bein Acheichem. I ordered the Shoftim at that time to listen carefully to the complaints and to the different court cases amongst the brothers of Israel, amongst the Jewish people, listen carefully and be able to rule properly. However, says the Berditchever, and this is certainly part of the hope and longing that we have during these days for the Gula Shlema, Klomar, Be'is Hahu, at that time, at that juncture in history, Tzarech Lishmoa HaBalidinin B'chadei Lishvot Tzedek, the Balidinim, those who sat on the Beistin, and those who are presenting their claims, everyone needed to listen carefully, as the court case was unfolding to come to a correct ruling, not to be hasty in judgment, like it says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, that the members of the Beis Din have to listen very, very carefully to what is being said and what is not being said. But it also reminds us and it hints to us that while at that time, at that time in history, they needed to listen. In the future, though, Mashiach is going to be able, with a single glance, to be able to see the truth of the matter. The Mashiach, through his koach of smell, he'll be able to just smell, he'll catch a whiff of an individual and know if he's innocent or if he's guilty. Ein tzarech leshmoa habali dinim. Mashiach will have a unique ability to rule with even greater ease without even hearing all of the details. Demorach afilu belo shmoa habali dinim yodeya imi ha'emes. He'll be able to identify who the truth is by. These days of Chodesh Av, if one looks in the Bnei Yisachar based on the Sefer Yetzirah, the action for the month of Av is Shmiah, is listening. And certainly we have to try to the best of our ability to listen carefully, to try to listen to the messages that Hashem is sending us during the Bein HaMitzarim. But we also hope for that day in the future when we'll no longer need to listen so carefully, it'll just be so obvious to us. And that's part of the era that Mashiach ushers in with his unique ability to be able to rule without even listening, to have just an innate sense of emes. And halavai, we should be zochet to have such a leader and to see such things in our times. So Amir Tashem, we should take all of these important lessons from Parshas Devarim to heart. Like we learned first and foremost in the erev of one's life, which means the early stage of one's life, one should commit oneself to always recognize that I'm in the presence of the Shechina and to be cautious in the way that one uses the Bris Mila for Pru Arvu and the Bris Halashon to communicate the power of speech. We learned in the third piece that the Torah, even though at times appears to be just pshat, there's always a deeper dimension. And we have to remind ourselves that Chumash Devarim is unique in relaying and conveying that deeper dimension to us. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learned in the fourth piece, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put foreign language words in the Torah, which gives us greater access to Torah, even in Galus. And last but not least, to understand that while right now it's a time where we need to listen, as Moshe told the judges, listen carefully as you're issuing your decrees and your judgment amongst those who stand before you, but we long for the time where the emes will be so obvious and so clear, and Mashiach will help us to usher in that era. We should be zochet to see it b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.